You know, there's a haiku contest going on at Big Fatty this month, courtesy of Baron Frosty. And it was suggested on his most recent show that there also be a limerick contest. So while I was at work and have nothing to do, I wrote a limerick. So I'm going to read it and see what you think of this one, see if it's
All right.
acceptable for Big Fatty.
Very well.
Okay, here we go. There once was a hotel for the horror, a fabulous gay Sodom and Gomorrah. But tragedy ensued, and poor Big Fatty came unglued when his watch got lost in a gentleman collar.
I like it.
There you go.
That's a hit, and it sounds like it could actually have happened.
All right, I'll be sure to submit that when he does that.
All right.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, there's a haiku contest going on at Big Fatty this month, courtesy of Baron Frosty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. This is episode 2450. Hello, BFO, for Monday the 19th of June 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, we're going to finish up the haiku contest, and I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! Hello, coasters. Big Freddy, what are you going to put your beverage on a coaster? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your coasters today. Big Fatty's kind of a little bit on the roller coaster today. You know, I'm recording this on Father's Day, and I wasn't quite sure how I was, going to emotionally handle this being the first Father's Day without the orange hat, and I'm okay. It's just I'm just kind of there. You know, when you're riding a roller coaster and you get to the top of the hill and you kind of go over the top of it, yet the back of the roller coaster is still going up the hill, and you have that moment where you are about to plummet, and you start to lose your breath, but you don't. Well, I'm kind of right there, so I hadn't gone down on the roller coaster yet, and I may not. Anyway, I'm just coasting right now. So anyway, but I think I'll be fine. And you know, it'll be okay if there's a tear or two. But you know, I think the orange hat. I think the orange hat would be proud of all of us and how things are going. And just got off the phone. I know many of you have asked about the Hat Arena, and y'all, I think she's doing okay too. She's evidently been there. Y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. She's evidently been kept very, very busy over there in her neighborhood. So that's good. But I think she's a little lonesome. Her way of dealing with that is, she says, I just, you know, I don't. I just try not to stay in the house a whole lot by myself, and I get out and I do things. And y'all, I think that's the healthiest thing that she could do. I just talked to her for just a few minutes. One of my cousins and his wife had invited her and my brother and his wife, and another cousin, and his wife to come over to their house for hamburgers. Come over for hamburgers, And y'all, believe it or not, the Hat Arena loves. I mean, you could offer her a prime rib or a Chateaubriand or a lobster tail, and she'd rather have a hamburger. She absolutely loves a good hamburger, so she was thrilled that they're going over to have hamburgers. And they'll sit around and talk and have a good visit and everything. So I think that'll be good for her too. And she's gotten lots of cards at home, and it's it's like I told her before I left to come back to Charleston. I said, I'm just real proud of you, and I still am. Yes, Big Freddy!
It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's Haiku Contest. It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's Haiku Contest. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, email, or comment on the Big Fatty online website with haiku about what Big Fatty means to you. A haiku is 5, 7, and 5 syllables. I'll give an example in a moment. It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's Haiku Contest. Whew. Boy, that's a job. Hey, here's my example. Big Fatty is this. And, y'all butt, just lovely. Thank you for calling. Oh, and here's my example of a cackle.
Big Fatty. Y'all, you know, the haiku contest ended at 6 p.m. in the evening on Friday. And y'all had one final entry that came in on Friday. And y'all, it's from that Kathy Marshall out there in the San Francisco. So nice to name it twice. And she says, Big Fatty, one last haiku for the road. An homage to Big Fatty's favorite fromage. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. So here it is. Gouda cheese, it will plug you up no matter where it is inserted. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. Kathy Marshall, love it. Absolutely love it. And I do love the Gouda cheese, but there's only one orifice that I put that Gouda cheese. No further explanation required, but Dr. P and Mr. Cackle, that is the end of the haiku submission. So stick that in your a random number generator, and don't forget, Digger gets an entry for the totally original, never used before bumper that he created just for this contest, because he did a haiku in it. So Mr. Cackle and Dr. P will await the announcement of the winner later this week. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, guys, y'all, last time I spoke to you was when I recorded the full right little show. Did that on Thursday night. And y'all, very soon after I recorded that little show, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Yes! Okay! Y'all, it was my 33-year-old gentleman caller that really has embraced the special chair. Big Fatty embraced the special chair. Y'all, he came over and y'all, it. I don't get it, but I did get it. And it was just, lovely. And so y'all, after that, y'all, I will tell you, I slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, poop all over the bed. No, and got up on full right. Went to the coal mine. Y'all, is a skeleton staff there on full right. In fact, after about 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon, it was just in the coal mine, and y'all, it was dead as a doornail. Big Fatty, kind of like the old gal's recumbent bike, just sitting there with spider webs all over. Well, I can neither confirm nor deny that, but y'all, on my way home from the coal mine on full right. Y'all went by and saw Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive. I hadn't seen them in a month of Sundays. You know, Miss Kitty is my courier to Sadie Sewing Services. You know, Miss Kitty has a friend that does sewing services. His name is Sadie, and Miss Kitty delivered a pair of pants that I had busted out of. Bitch! Fatty Vulgar, but it happened in the fly area. Big Fatty, well, that explains it then, of course. And so I went by and picked those up and just visited with them for a while, y'all. Then on my way home, I ran by the Von Z's. Can you hear that? Can you? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, the only thing that I couldn't get on Wednesday when I went to the Von Z's, y'all, they had the Von Z's banana pudding ice cream, and y'all, it was on sale this week, and I said, well, you know, I'm right here, I'll just run in and see if they've got any more, and sure enough, they did. So y'all, I picked up a couple of half gallons of the Von Z's banana pudding ice cream, and y'all, then they had these, they had these biscotti cookery things. They had different flavors and all. I got a chocolate and a lemon. And y'all, they were buy one, get one free. So I picked up a couple of those. Y'all, that's all I got. Big Fatty, yes. Y'all spent $10.39, but I saved $5.18. Big Fatty, and you got the sugar by DTs. Y'all got home on full right day, and there was not one, but two, I say, chew, cads in the Villa Mailbox. In the Villa Mailbox. Y'all, the first one, y'all, it's from the Spambassador of the BFO, the laughing Buddha. Y'all, by the way, what I'm belching up is some of that banana pudding ice cream. Fatty. And y'all, let's just see what it is. Y'all, it's got a fancy wax seal on the back of it. Yes, Big Fatty. I wonder if that's from a carrot. Yeah, a waxed carrot. No. Anyway, and y'all, let's just see what we got here. Y'all, it's a beautiful picture of a looks like an orchid. Oh, and this is a little sympathy card, so I'm not going to read that. I'll read that a little bit later, Spambassador. But y'all, the second card is from, and it's a sympathy card also. Y'all, it is from that Phoenix Dave from Red Stick, Louisiana. Laughing Buddha, and it's a lovely card. Phoenix Dave. By the way, Phoenix Dave, whatever happened to your little show? I wanted to hear it, and I can't find it, Big Fatty. But anyway, but y'all, I thought those might have been Father's Day cards, because you know Big Fatty always volunteers to be your daddy. Big Fatty, that's very different than being a father. It's true. But y'all, I'm gonna go ahead and mention this. Y'all, I got one of those mechanical Father's Day cards, y'all, and it's from that Francie. You know, she's the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal show. And it's a little smiley face, and it's dancing around, and it says, giving Big Fatty a big hug, and it says, dear Big Fatty, have a happy Father's Day. My father passed away 3 years ago, and the first year was tough. I miss him, so if you would be my dad, I would be most grateful, Francie. And Francie, you better damn well believe I will be your daddy. Fanny, it's just something creepy about that. But anyway, Francie, thank you so much for that. And y'all, then on Saturday, for right day, y'all went for a walk through Fat Acres. Y'all, there's 60 homes are either complete or in some level of construction here in phase 3 of Fat Acres, and y'all, it's just a good nipple walk. Y'all, I gotta say, there's a lot of hot dads that live in Fat Acres. Yes, Big Fatty. Then on Saturday, y'all, I got up and I went and I got some petroleum products, and I went to the Sam's Club, got me a rotisserie chicken. And a couple of other little things. I don't recall what they were off the top of my head. Y'all, then I went over to the Walmart. Y'all, I've got a yellow jacket nest that they're constructing under one of the eaves of the villa here. So I had to go get some of that squirt stuff to squirt on them. But y'all, it's too high up. I can't squirt at it real good. So I may have to get the ladder out or something like that. Big Fatty, the yellow jackets will come after you. Well, anyway, so. Then on Saturday afternoon, y'all, I caught up on The Designated Survivor on the TV machine. Y'all, it is such a good show. I am now totally caught up on this past season. Y'all, and it's, I'm telling you, if you're not watching it, you need to start. And then, y'all, I watched the first two episodes of the baking show, and y'all, one of the things, the first episode was about cake. Oh, Big Fatty, I love cake. And y'all, one of the things was they had to do a cake with a Mira glaze, and y'all, I thought it said Vera glaze. Big Fatty, she's glazed almost every weekend, and y'all, I'll just tell you the rest of the weekend on tomorrow's a little show. Yeah, I gotta say, now y'all, this for right day starts the Pride 48 live streaming. Oh, I gotta say, live streaming weekend starts for right day at 7:45 p.m. in the evening with the opening show. Then we'll have a show at 8 p.m. in the evening. If you miss it, I'll replay it in an upcoming upcoming week. So if you can't join us live, but y'all, I'm gonna need some Big Fatty questions. So please e-letter ruined at bigfattyonline.com and send me some Axe Big Fatty questions, and because y'all, you know Big Fatty needs all the content he can get. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, speaking of content, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from Lotzel and Peter G. Thank you for this content.
You know, there's a haiku contest going on at Big Fatty this month, courtesy of Baron Frosty.
Oh, yes, thank goodness I had something to talk about. Yes, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.